Come to order. We have a quorum, Representative Gusendorf, Representative Fuller, Representative Martin, and myself, Representative Miller. We have four items on today's calendar. The first one is House Bill 286, an act relating to access to state land intended for disposal and to the description of the land by Representative Copeland. Janet, the only change that we have done is on the page four, we have added that this act takes effective July 1, 1987. And hopes to lower the fiscal note cost on it. Also in attendance is Representative Davis. That's it. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Just a motion to move it out of committee with an individual. Representative Fuller.
I move House Bill 286 amended to ask the unanimous consent.
Any objection? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Next we have Senate Bill 204, an act relating to contracts for architecture, engineering, and land surveying services. Okay, what we've done on this is on page 2, line 20, we've added the words, unless federal law prohibits these factors from being considered in the awarding of the contract. In House Judiciary, they've added some wording in there to regarding to employment practices for women or minorities, and also the proximity of the project site to the office of the firm or the person. However, it seemed that there were some problems with federal funding that if some of these wordings in some of the federal contracts, we could be lose some federal funding on some projects. Okay. Yes, sir. I believe it has. It has been in judiciary. And as we all know, in judiciary, they give considerable public hearing to everything.
The issue's been there a long time, for sure.
Can I just ask you to hold off on this to kind of revisit this? This is an issue that I've had a lot of contact with the professional engineers. I want to make sure we what we're doing with this.
Okay, we'll bring it back up at the end of the thing. Okay, we'll postpone that to the bottom of today. Okay, we also have Senate Bill 402. Which is relating to games of chance. This is identical to a bill that we now have in House Rules, which is House Bill 503. However, since it is a Senate bill and time is winding down, we have combined the two bills together.
Quite an addition to it. Changing quite a bit. Do you think it will upset the Senate so they're not sending the original bill back?
I think there has been discussions between the sponsor of both bills, Senator Sackett, and I believe Representative Ringstedt was the sponsor of the other bill.
Chairman, I move it.
Just for a minute, okay? Okay, go ahead.
Chairman, I move on the House adopt the rules.
Any objection?
Yes.
Okay.
Haven't we had these up before, and they've been shot down because nobody wants to open up any more ice class.
That's why I thought we had.
Well, we had 2 years ago. We adopted the Kuskokwim Ice Classic, which was we did 2 years ago. Senator Sackett put that through. I believe it was 2 years ago, making a third ice classic, and this actually. Would add, it would add the Kenai River Ice Classic and the Yukon River Ice Classic and the Goose Classic and the Mercury Classic.
I'd like to amend this to put in the Snake River Ice
Classic. I don't believe anyone's going to have any problems with the ice classic and all, but when we add these new concepts to it, Goose Classic, Mercury Classic, and that's just going to go on and on. I think it may kill what most people feel is for his original intent. The rest of the ice concept.
Perfect. Yeah. Good stuff.
Through the chair, to represent the Martin, are you anything morally wrong?
I don't know what morals are. I have something down here. I don't know.
Yeah.
This is about a remark
that was made by Bill. Oh, yes. Is there any objections to the adopting of 402 rules and the rule of the original bill?
I object.
You object? Okay. Basically, we need a roll call vote. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, could we have a motion to move it out of committee?
So moved.
We have a motion to move it from committee with individual recommendations. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Okay, along with that, we also have House Concurrent Resolution 62 suspending the Uniform Rule 41B and 24C and 35 of the Alaska State Legislature consenting, or Alaska State Legislature concerning Senate Bill 402.
Can you entertain a motion to move it out of committee?
Yes.
That's the move.
Well, this is House Concurrent Resolution 62.
The title change. I'd have to get to it because it's just consistent to, you know, the whole idea of changing the bill quite a bit to Mike's classics to all games of change.
Okay. Lisa, can we have a roll call vote on moving out Concurrent Resolution 62 out? Yes. Okay, they have moved out of committee with individual recommendations. Okay, now we are back to Senate Bill 204, Representative Hilbert. Okay, entertain a motion to move it from committee. Is there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. The meeting is adjourned at 8:40.